What is up, everybody? We are back. We are talking The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. We're talking Dorit's fashion show, American Woman. It's going to be a great show. Tune in right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, I'm seeing the video. I like it.
It's a classic, man.
Absolutely.
Hey guys, what is up? Welcome back to AfterBuzz TV. We're talking all things Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I'm your host, Thomas Erlina, and I'm here with the lovely
Jennifer Leon,
Cynthia Nicole,
and it's the lovely Richie Sky.
Yes. So we are all here. We're ready to talk about this finale. I can't believe we're here. You kind of go through the journey with everybody. It's almost like, you know, we're ending it with them. So let's just dive right into it. We're going to be talking about three topics that we want to discuss, which is, of course, Beverly Beach by Dorit. We want to talk about the Lifestyle Magazine switch up, Beverly Hills Lifestyle Magazine. And obviously, we want to talk about Kyle's new house, American Woman. So let's just get your overall thoughts about tonight's episode. I thought it was like a good send-off, actually. It was a good ending.
Yeah, I had
for
a,
what
it,
we had.
It had a balance. Yeah, for what we were given, it tied up a few loose ends. But I just feel that the reunion is going to be a little bit better. It just sets up the reunion pretty nicely.
Yeah, for sure.
I liked the season finale. I thought it was great. I was actually awake for it, so it was perfect. But I am excited also to see the reunion.
Yeah, I wasn't impressed with it. I mean, I'm expecting a finale to be, like, I don't know. I think I'm used to the shows from, like, previous years where there's, like, they go out with a bang.
And like I really a cliffhanger felt like,
yeah,
or something.
Like, or something a little meatier. I don't know. But,
yeah,
you know, I guess in the grand scheme of real life, I mean, it was great for them as a group of, you know, friends. But as a viewer, I was just kind of like, well.
Well, what would you have wanted to be different in the finale if you could have painted your perfect finale with what we have?
Maybe Brandy to pop up or something. Like, you know, yeah. I don't know. I just felt like
a knock at Kyle's door at her new house.
Right.
Hi, bitches.
You know, I thought that the episode was going to be flipped to a certain degree. I thought that Dorit's fashion show probably would have been too. A better look for the finale.
Okay.
And we should have started the episode with Kyle's, you know, the sit down for her show. I just felt like, you know, because it would have, it just felt odd to me.
Yeah, I was surprised too. Switched. I was surprised too because I always thought that the finale was going to be Dorit's fashion show. They were going to take a group photo. We didn't even get that at the end. Usually the girls take that, you know, iconic like last shot together and the, you know, photo.
Yeah.
That wasn't in there. So I do agree with you. I think that Dorit's fashion show should have closed out the finale.
They did have some pretty good points in the end when all the ladies were talking and, you know, right before their sentences came up of what's going on with them. I think that there's a lot of good messages. This one was very different, the season altogether. So it's just, yeah, it's like nice. All the loose ends are tied rather than waiting to erupt at the reunion. Mm-hmm. I think things are going to be brought up later just because everything was finished. As you said, Richie, it's like, this is nice for the group of friends. Like,
right.
Yeah.
You know, and from what I understand, though, with regards to a lot of the Housewives shows now, they're trying to wrap up storylines at the end of the season.
Mm.
Like, so to tie everything up in that last episode. And I guess they really did that. But as a viewer, I was just like, yeah.
All right, guys, let us know what you guys think in the comments. We've been reading all of your comments. It seems like a lot of you on YouTube are saying that you wish that the season had a little bit more drama. I think people can attest to that here. We were expecting a little bit more, but for what we got tonight, we're just gonna run with it. So first topic of the night is Beverly Beach by Dorit. Now, I think back and I was thinking back to last season when I did the panel and I was thinking this new girl is on the show. She was a fashion designer and then we never heard from her fashions. So it kind of makes me feel like PK and her in a way kind of designed her reputation on the show was the first season, get to know her as a mom, get to know her as, you know, helping her son Jagger and meshing with the women. And I'm loving this whole side of Dorit, you know? So let's get your opinions over with the fashion show. Were you impressed? Was it what you thought?
I personally didn't like the suits, but that doesn't mean that another person wouldn't. And also, I'm not so sure on quality-wise and all that. The show itself was really pretty, and it's... What? Robert,
you just looking... I want to hear your thoughts. Yeah. I mean, you know what I love more than anything else is an honest opinion, and I really feel like we didn't get a lot of that this season from the ladies, so it's nice to get it here.
Jennifer Leon will break it down for you.
Actually, Penny said honesty is her...
So let's start with the suits, because I know you're like a glamazon. You have a lot of great designer fashion.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't know. It's just quality for me, especially in a swimsuit, is just really important. I mean, anyone can buy a $5 swimsuit and it look okay in a photo, or, you know, you put it... what? Richie's just looking at me like waiting for me like a spider.
I'm listening. I'm
Well, I'm spinning the web. So I'm not sure. I was looking at the lines, looking at how everything fit. And you wouldn't have certain issues if your suits were made a certain way. Also, it's, you know, very important to have adjustable things going on, and there wasn't really anything adjustable, like no straps or anything, and that affects how it fits in the butt. And there's just little things like that that I was watching, and it just didn't seem to me like very great. But I'm sure a lot of women will like it. Yes. I'm sure.
And then what about the production aspect of it? Because we saw in the last episode her stressing out of her putting together this amazing show.
Yeah, I mean, it was basic, but it was good for, I think, what she had. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it was a good start for her. And it's cute that she really wanted those trees and they got them in there. I mean, I think anything's possible. So for anyone to say it's not possible to put those in there, it's just kind of like probably a little bit of laziness on someone's end. But then, you know, they all pulled it together and she was happy. So I think it looked good, especially on camera.
I like the curtain reveal, but we'll get to your opinion first.
Okay, so I like the cranberry bathing suit. That was probably my favorite one. But as a woman, I don't think I personally can wear that, because what I'm looking for at the beach is to run, play in the water, have fun. But for like a one piece like that, or like a tube top, I don't know what they're called, but I think that would fall off of me if I was in the water.
Which one?
The one that's just like a
wraparound.
And it was a little too cheeky for my like. I don't see myself wearing that at the beach, as, you know, I'm trying to work out. But I just personally don't. I can't relate to those bathing suits if I were to wear that at the beach. Maybe at a pool party, but I personally can't.
Or a photo shoot.
Go, girl.
Maybe.
No. See, I straight up wear thongs. Like, I have no shame. Yes. Like, I bought all my thongs at Miami. Like, I don't care. I just don't care. And I love them. I mean, I wouldn't post a photo just because, you know, for several reasons. But, I mean, I think I look great. And I just think that if you're going to wear those swimsuits, you have to have it with intent. If you're going to be showing your butt, confidence, then wear, I mean, well, the suit, it's not like, oh, I have the intention for it to show half my ass. Oh, but it's going all the way up. Now it's a full thong. Like, I think that things should stay where they're meant to be. If they're made that way, then they should stay that way.
Yes.
You know? If it's a thong, it's a thong.
What about the production value? Because she put a lot of, like, pressure on herself to put together a great production for the fashion show. What did you think about the overall runway? And
I like the palm trees.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you think she could have done more?
Yes.
Yeah.
For those of you listening, Richie Sky over here has the facial features just cracking me up.
You will get shade under those palm trees, though.
I have a thing for palm trees. I like
it. I do, too, but, actually.
Yeah,
I feel you.
I think they're beautiful. Yeah.
You know what? I honestly, looking at it now, I wish that they had it more Beverly Hills, like how they have it on, you know, in Beverly
Hills.
That
would be cute.
Like, line them up. Like, make them excessive. Like, that could have been, like, a better look.
That
that's just
cute.
My opinion.
Like, did you feel it was glamorous? Like, how I'm wearing my fake fur. Like, I just felt it was just, you know, bags and a bathing suit. It wasn't, there wasn't glamour. Are you making faces at me?
I'm not making faces at you.
I'm listening
to your guys' assessment. And I'm just like,
okay, off to you. We want to know. We want to know now.
Listen, I mean, I thought the overall production, I mean, it was nice. I like the color concept that they pulled off.
The colors.
I really loved that because it was stark, and, you know, it gave me a good look at the suits. Not that I'm buying them. But, you know, I mean, if I had to pick one of my favorites, it would have been the LVP because I just liked, for some reason, how it seemed to fit. And mm-hmm. I felt like it maybe more women could possibly purchase that and if they're different sizes. You know what I'm saying? Not just the Beverly Hills, you know, sort of models. You know what I'm saying? Oh. So I feel like the average woman might relate to that. I don't know. But, you know, I do agree with you about the palm trees. I would have liked to have seen more than two. And perhaps, because it was such a big deal made of them, you know what I'm saying? But I just felt like, you know, I would have loved that little runway of palm trees. Like we see, you know, literally every street that we go down here.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But I was okay with it. I was proud of her for pulling that off. I mean, it wasn't as spectacular as I was hoping, but it looked really nice on TV.
Yes. I have to say, watching it, you know, I'm really happy that Dorit, like what she says, she's back, and it doesn't matter how old you are or where you are in your life, like, you can come back into the game whenever you want to, and I'm really proud that she put that together, but I do have to say, I thought that the palm trees could have done, it could have been a lot more dramatic, and it is Beverly Beach. Yeah. So we're thinking colliding the two together, and I think that wasn't really there. I did love the curtain dropping because I like when people have like their own vibes and they do their own things. And that was like what her and PK love to do. So overall, I thought it was a great fashion show overall.
I would have liked for her look to be a little bit more spectacular.
I'm literally wearing what Dorit wore when she came out. And I thought,
oh my God.
You can't see the boots, but they're under there.
I stole them. They're in my car.
She actually took them from me before I came on here. But literally, I'm wearing what Dorit wore. And I thought, I mean, I get it. She wanted the line to speak for itself. I'm sure that's probably what she would have said in the outfit. And the boots were a little bit dramatic. But like what you said, yeah, it definitely...
Because she gave us looks throughout the season, whether you liked them or not. I mean, she did. And I feel like that's kind of what we've gotten to know from her.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the night of my big fashion show. I'm coming out. I'm looking better than the models, looking better than everybody there.
And she's I just in felt a turtleneck.
Like she was just in a turtleneck, hair pulled back. I was just like, who is this woman?
Did you want to see her in a bathing suit?
I didn't want to see her in a bathing suit. I felt like she could have pulled it off. But yeah. I just felt like I wanted to see something a little flashier for her final walkthrough, for her big night.
Yeah, it looked like an outfit that she would have worn during the run through.
Yeah, like.
Well, no shade to Dorit, though, but honestly, I think she was a little nervous. This was her big comeback. And aside from her being married and having kids, this was her life only before getting married. So I think she really had the pressure of wanting to perform well in front of the press, and maybe it wasn't like the number one priority. It was like the line.
Maybe.
I don't know. But speaking of lines, we have Maria Menounos, who is our leader and such a great person here, and we have Cynthia to tell us all about what Maria is up to.
Okay, guys, do you want to have fun and learn in all areas in your life? For those who do, I have a podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life. From health, wellness, career, relationships, finances, and much more. Let our Maria be the big sister you always dreamed about. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. You heard it, for free.
Ooh.
Be sure to rate and comment. And when you do, let Maria know it was sent to you through here. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition. Check it out, everyone.
Yes, make sure to check it out. Shout out to Maria for shouting us out yesterday. We are in the top five shows here at AfterBuzz TV.
Yay! Yay.
Top five in the network. So thank you, Maria, for posting that on your Insta story. She posts some really great stuff. And if you want to learn more, definitely go to her Instagram account. And yeah, I'm excited. Yes, she has so many great guests on her podcast and her show. She's like doing amazing.
Yes.
So we still want to talk about more of the Dorit's fashion show because we weren't finished. The fashion show was over, but the drama was beginning. And we want to talk about the switch up with Beverly Hills Lifestyle Magazine. And I just want to get your guys' opinion off Kyle talking about this and bringing it up. And was that the place and time to bring this up? I mean, this is a fashion shoot. This is Dorit's big night. Was there no other place to bring it up?
Can I ask what the exact question Kyle had? Because it's escaping my mind right now.
I felt like it was an innocent question.
Yeah, I think it was. And for I mean, it's easy to just fall down something, especially when you're talking about fashion. It's easy to just ask a quick question like, oh, when is that cover coming out that you shot? And if you didn't know or...
This wasn't a premeditated Kyle Richards move.
Yeah, I don't think it was premeditated. Okay. And then that's why I think it was just such a big reaction from her, because it's like, I was just asking a question. You know, I'm just going to leave. That's just what I think, but I would have to watch the show again,
Do you think that Lisa Vanderpump had side-texted Kyle at some point to let her know that Dorit wasn't going to be part of this magazine?
I don't think so.
No.
Okay. I don't think so.
What do you guys think?
She said yesterday she decided, and then they also showed 1 month.
So that 1 month is enough time to text your girlfriend, like, hey, this is what's happening. You know.
But why didn't she email her or text her or call her, say, I'm going to use you as a hand model instead, and I'm not going to use your face because you portray the jewelry so beautiful, but I still want to keep you in there.
No, she wouldn't take it that well. Like, she would not take that well. You know, yeah. Sorry, I'm not going to use your face.
I mean, it's every girl's dream to be a hand model, correct? But yeah. Maybe not. I don't know. But I just think that it wasn't the right time. But I've always said that when they bring it up at parties and events, it wasn't the right place or the right time, because I could tell that Dorit looked, sad.
Yeah.
I see
and feel eye rolls coming at the end of this table. So tell us your thoughts.
I think she should have told her anything, because I feel like Dorit acted like an ass when she was there. I feel like if I give you an opportunity to be in a magazine and then you act, you know, ungrateful during the process and everybody sees that and you did it on camera, then you're being disrespectful. You know, 100%. To the opportunity that I'm providing for
100%.
You. And that, I think we all know in entertainment, that's a big no-no.
Mm-hmm.
Because you'll be cut really quickly. And the fact of the matter is, she didn't cut her completely out. She just cut off her head.
Which she's a friend. She's a friend and did that to her. I agree with you, Richie. I wouldn't have said anything. And then when she asked, be like, well, you know, that wasn't my decision, but can you blame them?
Yeah, you definitely couldn't blame Lisa Vanderpump or Mark, her partner with the magazine, because mm-hmm. that type of energy too, like bringing it out and just having, I mean, that episode was really brutal, the way that she treated the staff. It just wasn't a good look for Dorit.
Exactly.
So I think that her not telling her was the right decision mm-hmm. to do.
Yeah, I agree.
So it all kind of went to another direction when we were talking about Erica Girardi and Kyle and their issues together. Which wasn't really an issue, but I think Kyle just, like, was so heated in that moment because Erica mm-hmm. wasn't opening up her mouth and saying, look, Kyle, you had nothing to do with it, and to clear the air in that moment. I think Erica was like, we've already cleared the air. Mm-hmm. I don't want to talk about it. And she wanted to stay in that safe place. And I think Kyle always kind of needs that reassurance from every single person. So what do we think about that whole moment?
I just think I don't think that Kyle needs reassurance from every single person, but when she feels attacked, she needs that backup, because she feels everyone else has that backup, so why doesn't she? So she's like, okay, since we're reiterating all of this, hey, Erica, let's just go there again really quick. Did I offend you or whatever? You know, did you think I had anything to do with Pantygate for the thousandth time, you know?
But did Kyle ask her? Or was she waiting? Because if Kyle would have approached it a little bit more like, Erica, can you just say this? And then if Erica would have said it. But I don't think Kyle went there.
I think she asked the question, but it wasn't very, like, Erica, can you say that? It was just like, can we just go there really quick? Like, it wasn't really big. But I think it was just, hey, let's do this. And then it was just overwhelming for her.
Mm-hmm. What do you guys think?
I think what Kyle said was really emblematic of the entire season. I feel like everybody is playing it safe. I feel like what she said was absolutely 110% true. Everyone is so busy ass-kissing that they're not able to actually speak up and tell the truth. And she called them out one by one. Rena is so far up, you know, Erica's ass.
I love that moment.
And I was like, she is so right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was the entire season.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she basically said it. And I felt like, honestly, she's the only person that had, well, the only, I'd say, OG cast member who had a really authentic season.
She did.
As a viewer, I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
Just she's had past seasons, though, where she wasn't the front and center. And for some reason, this earlier in our after show, we felt like they weren't going to do too much. And it ended up being her being the one, I think, the front runner of all the drama this season.
Yeah.
Which is kind of refreshing.
But not in a bad way.
Not in a bad way, yeah.
Right, no. She's kind of thrown into it, too. Like Dorit's a scapegoat.
Kinda.
Just like because, you know, I think that there's a little competition there for LVP's number one best friend. Mm-hmm. And, well, you know, that happens.
I think the competition is more for Erica.
For Erica to be her?
Well, for I feel like a lot of them are kind of just competing to be in Erica's life.
Mm-hmm. I know Dorit is. I don't know about so much Kyle. I think she's fighting so much.
I don't think she's fighting, but I think she's seeing everybody else is. Because if they're not fighting for Erica, they're fighting for Lisa. So it's one of the two.
Very interesting.
Who do you think set the front face of being Erica's closest friend on the show?
Mikey Menden.
Besides Mikey, he doesn't count.
She trusts no bitch.
You know, I believe Erica honestly probably sees... I want to say I think Dorit wants to be, but I feel like Erica probably really sees who Dorit is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that's anything negative. I feel like Dorit just kind of idolizes Erica in some way, shape, or form. You know, I feel like Rena does too, though.
Yeah.
And nobody's really calling her out on that, though.
I love Rena.
I love her, but I just feel like, you know, she, I feel like, is kind of using Erica as a crutch as well.
In what way?
The same way she used Eileen.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, give me an example.
Because I feel like Lisa Rinna needs a cohort.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she needs a partner in crime.
Well, everyone needs an ally.
And there's a difference between an ally. Well, maybe not. Maybe that's what it is for her. Uh-huh. You know, maybe I feel like she just gravitates to a, I don't want to say stronger person, because I feel like she's strong on her own.
I see what you mean, though.
But I just feel like she kind of, like, she did that exact same thing with Eileen.
Hmm.
I feel like she's doing that with Erica now that Eileen's not there.
Maybe.
And your thoughts about the Erica speaking up in the moment?
Well, to be honest, Kyle, I feel like didn't want Dorit to have that moment. That's what I felt like.
Ooh. We need a sound effect for that because we were not expecting that.
I wasn't.
I made it myself.
Exactly.
To be honest, that's what I felt watching that episode, that she brought it up because she didn't want Dorit to have that moment that was so special to her.
Why do you think that?
Why would you bring it up at an event that isn't about you?
Mm-hmm.
It's about Beverly Beach bikini bathing suits for Dorit.
Well, I mean, she's done this now twice, and Dorit has highlighted that this happened in New York, this happened at the fashion show.
And she walks away. She walks away.
It's all about her.
And that's how she does that, because she doesn't know how to deal with confrontation. Now, this is at this scene, but at the end, I better understand Kyle now because of her opening up. But for right now, with seeing that scene, I felt like she didn't want the glory on Dorit.
Do you think she knew about Dorit not being on the cover? Do you think so?
Going back to my question, because I don't know why I feel like LVP and Kyle are like this. It doesn't matter. I feel like when you're in a situation with your friends and they piss you off, you're going to side text them and be like, oh my God.
This bitch is not getting that cover.
Yeah. I cannot. Emoji, emoji, emoji.
Petting
like,
her dog.
You know? So.
I think that Kyle did not know. Lisa didn't mention it. I think she mentioned it right at that moment.
Okay, so I have a question though. Because this is maybe the way I saw the events play out on television, but it seemed like the question was asked. LVP revealed that she was not going to be on. And then Kyle was joking about her being in the magazine. Dorit took offense to that and then asked Kyle, is there anything else we need to talk about? Because I feel like something's unresolved. Thereby, she's bringing this up at her event.
Yeah.
That was what I saw. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely feel that way too.
I feel like Kyle at that point just had to say,
yeah,
okay, let's talk about it again.
Yeah.
Even though she really wasn't over it.
That's what I saw. So I'm like, wait. Because now I'm like, ooh, new conspiracy theory.
Yes, we're all about the conspiracy theories around here. Not to overshadow a big announcement from Camille that she is engaged. That happened so a little earlier, but how great for her. Seeing the Kelsey season one and just seeing everything that she's gone through with her marriage, with her health, with everything that's happened, mm-hmm. it's really nice that, you know, we got to see a lot of her this season. I know a lot of you guys love her out there, and to see her on this season, she was shown more than I thought.
Yeah, she's practically a new housewife. And maybe she will be.
I don't know.
I just feel like, you know, I'm very happy for her. Congrats. But I just think that in terms of, they didn't do her a favor by showing that flashback, because I felt like what they did was reminded us of how TV gold she was.
Mm-hmm.
She really wasn't that this season. I miss Camille season
one. I love Camille.
I think she definitely has PTSD over having the cover of being the most hated housewife. There hasn't even been a follow-up to that.
Wait, she's the most hated?
She was the most hated.
At that time, she was.
Yeah.
Really?
And like verbatim, most hated housewife. That was in every grocery store that I was in. It ran forever, and she was like the most hated. That's why she has, that's why she is a little different now, because I think she's gone through that. Mm. But that was, if you Google it, that she's on the cover.
That's sad.
Yeah. So I don't know if she would come back, but I definitely see Brandy maybe coming back.
I want Taylor to come back. Yeah. And those lips.
Taylor, yeah.
I feel like that's who this franchise needs, because
Taylor?
She actually has,
Brandy?
Yeah,
okay.
Taylor, because she actually has authentic relationships with the women.
Mm-hmm.
But Taylor's messy, and I feel like she doesn't mind being messy. Like, I just feel like it's just natural for her, and mm-hmm. It wouldn't seem forced.
Well, they're messy with their taxes, and that's what happened. Oh. So maybe something.
You know what? I just have to randomly. I just want to randomly say, I looked up the Amsterdam trip with Yolanda, mm-hmm. and when Kim was coming after Lisa, that's just honestly one of my favorite episodes.
Love that.
That was such a crazy moment.
That whole season was amazing.
Yes. So let's see. I'm trying to think. So we got to see Lisa Rinna at home with her husband, and her talking about her kids and the fashion. And do we want to say anything about Lisa Rinna? Because she admitted that she wasn't the forefront of the drama. But when you're on it for that many seasons, you can't always be in the front of everything. So this was her like take the back seat moment. Kyle has had those seasons as well. Anything we want to say about Rinna?
So proud. I love her as a mom. Little momager. I think it's cute.
Amelia's billboard is on La Brea. Her Hudson campaign is like running all over like West Hollywood.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hopefully they're like Gigi and Bella.
I don't know. I feel like if you're being paid, bring it.
Yeah.
I just feel like you're being paid to be on the show. Like, you have to be an active participant in the show. And, you know, I feel like she really wasn't this season.
She definitely looked like she had fun. She's just, you know.
I mean, she was comic relief. Yeah. Definitely.
Love her.
You know? But we need more.
We need more.
Hopefully next season.
Do you think that she'll come back as a permanent person for next season?
I hope.
I think she'll come back. Yeah. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, whether she was, you know, kind of in the drama or not, I think we all can agree that we love her.
Yeah. I need to see those bag of pills, though.
I know.
Didn't see him once.
You know why? No one came after her this season. Mm. Because Eden Sassoon was like her person that was coming after her time and time again and all the drama. But no one really bothered Lisa Rinna. I think that's why we didn't get to see too much of her, but to be honest. So moving along, third and last topic for tonight is American Woman, which is huge. I'm so happy for Kyle. And we got to go inside her house. That's the great part about the show, is actually them letting us go into their homes. And what do we think about Kyle's brand new house?
Well, apparently it lets other people in. Did that really happen, though? Like, they broke into the security system?
I did see it on TMZ. You guys can attest to it if you guys want in the comments. Let us know again and refresh our minds. But this happened during Christmas. I remember going on TMZ and seeing, like, Kyle's house burglarized, millions of dollars, like, gone. She was, I believe, in Aspen. Mm-hmm. And when she was in Aspen, I think people got aware of that on social media. Similar things have happened with Kim Kardashian.
That's so crazy.
So when you're posting things on social media, just keep that in mind for sure. But I think with Kyle posting so much of her Aspen trip, it just so happened that the burglars were going into the property when they had turned off the security system. I'm not sure how that happened. Things happen. Mistakes happen. It just, the system was off. And they took a lot of the stuff, as you saw in today's episode, they listed everything that they took. So
it was just sad to see it.
Like, especially coming into a new house and new energy. That's like the worst thing that could happen around Christmas time. But it's, you know, that's the high, that's when people steal the most is during the holidays, which is unfortunate.
Right.
But let's not talk about Kyle's negative moment. Yeah. Let's talk about the beautiful house. Thoughts on the house?
It was cute. I like her old house, though.
You like her old house more?
I like her old house.
You didn't care for the open, like the Kris Jenner kind of layout with the, you know, pool house in the back and the pool.
That's cute, but I mean, she had a cute backyard before, too. You know, she had those all those parties, and it kind of looks similar.
I hope she... Did she sell it for sure? We know that? Because such an iconic house, that's like selling, I don't know, like a the Brady Bunch's house. Like, there's just so many memories there.
Yeah.
It's like selling Kris Jenner's house, actually.
You know what I mean? The original Calabasas one. Yeah, you can. Yeah.
Thoughts on the house?
Well, if I were her, I would sell it because I would feel violated that somebody broke into my house.
So you just moved in and you're going to move right out.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry, but that's a violation. That's like privacy. I personally couldn't, but it's terrible.
It
like,
is awful.
You're violated, so.
But the design you liked.
Yes, I liked the design. I thought it was beautiful, but I still like the original house from season one.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. I feel like there was a lot of, like, walls. Like, it seemed closed to me. I don't know. It just seemed, like, not as shooter-friendly as her old house was. It seemed more open and lighty. I don't know.
I need to see it finished.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't feel finished, you know. I like the colors, though.
Yeah. It definitely has, like, what Lisa Vanderpump said, Father of the Bride, kind of
romantic
and just new energy.
Yeah.
So all the women show up and we're all going to watch American Woman, which has been highly talked about seasons on when we first saw Kyle go to Warner Brothers and pitch the show. And it's interesting to see Kyle like really go with this project and how far it's come and, you know, picking everything out and really going to her roots. So all the women come back and we have the discussion of Dorit's, you know, fashion show once again. Actually, Lisa Vanderpump brings it up. Do we think that the loose ends between them are over, or do we think it's just going to continue and continue?
I feel like it'll continue. I mean, based on Dorit's admission that she's not really over it, she just doesn't have any fight left in her.
Yeah.
She said that?
Yeah, she said
that. She doesn't have any fight left in her?
She said that
in the confessional.
I must have skipped over that. I don't know. I think she's got a lot left in her, and I think we'll see a lot of it at the reunion.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's done at all.
No.
No. And if she's going to hold that over Lisa's head and, like, kind of probably tease her about it, that she wasn't on the cover, so.
That's true. That could be another thing that Dorit could talk about for sure.
Mm-hmm. For a long time. She's still talking about Pantygate. I'm sorry, but no. She does not let things go.
The good thing that we saw, I think is really sealed and done with, and if it gets brought up, I feel like we're just beating a dead animal at this point. But
it's
pretty much
there are lots of dead animals laying here. So
I think
not that though.
No, fake.
Definitely not this.
That one's not
real. I just meant that they keep bringing things up.
Yeah,
and we're continuously talking about the same things over and over and over.
Like, something there's that nothing else to talk about other than undies.
Well, something that did get patched up, I think for sure, was Kyle and Erica's situation. I think they saw each other.
Yeah.
It wasn't a situation. That's what's so crazy about it.
I know. But I think, again, Kyle needed to hear that from Erica just so that they know that they were in a good place. Because I think that's what Kyle strives for. She's a girl's girl. She needs all her girlfriends to be on the same page. And in that moment, I think she wasn't. So we cleared that up. The Dorit and Kyle's thing, I think Kyle can definitely put that in the back burner and deal with it when she wants to deal with it.
Yeah.
That's what I think. So, American Woman, we got to see a little taste of the show, and it's really surprising to me that when they asked her if her sisters had seen the show, she said no. Which, you know, obviously we know in seasons past that she's had some rough issues with her sisters before, but it just makes me a little sad because usually when you have those big moments in your career or milestone, you definitely want to share it with your family first. Mm-hmm. Hashtag family first, but... You know, I mean, what did you think about that moment with her telling them that her sisters hasn't seen it. Kim Richards hasn't seen it. I mean, she's talking all of her sisters hasn't seen it.
Well, if you remember, I don't know if it was the beginning of this season or the ending of last, but she had mentioned that she was fighting with her family over this. They didn't want her to do it at all. Family, you know, not all the time can support you and support your goals and what you want to do. And they, I think, were upset by her talking about their mom and how things were portrayed and, you know, capitalizing on it and talking about them and their personalities and their lives without their consent. I don't think that they were sent a script ever to just go over, and that probably made them upset. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's unfortunate, but I'm not surprised that they're not seeing it. That's what happens a lot of times.
Do you think that they ever will?
I think out of curiosity, maybe they'll check out an episode, especially if it does well. And there's more, you know, I know there's more seasons, but, you know, just, you know, as time goes on, I think that they probably will. Mm-hmm. But they might not say it to Kyle.
Thoughts?
I just felt like maybe they're not ready to see it. They might feel a little emotional because Kyle was getting emotional. But I just felt that Kyle doesn't really have support.
Yeah.
I truly feel that. But I really, just that little glimpse of the show, like, I saw a different side of Kyle that, you know, she was dealing with, you know, finding out at a young age her father. That was probably her first heartbreak.
And she was connecting really well with Teddy.
Yeah. And I like that. Yeah. I really like their friendship so far. So,
yeah.
Well, I think that, you know, I'm confused about the show. Like, is it more comedy, or is it more dramedy, or is it more drama?
I think it's drama.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure, right?
Yeah.
I'm right? Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, I was confused by that. Mm-hmm. But what I will say is that, you know, I believe that Kyle needs to just really stand in her own space. And she needs to kind of maybe remove herself from her family for a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, because I feel like there's this sort of, like, desire to get their approval, mm-hmm. you know, and sort of keep the family together because their mom isn't there. Mm-hmm. And I think that she can't continue to bear that responsibility, because I feel like she did a lot for Kim in taking care of her. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that just didn't always work out so well for her.
She wants to use this time to, like, bring back the creative side to herself.
I think that the only way that she's going to really, the only way that she's going to really succeed for herself is if she kind of lets that go.
Totally agree. Well, I mean, that pretty much wraps up the episode. We get to see, of course, some of the things that have happened to them in times past. But overall, that's the season, guys. I mean, we went through it. I did a Twitter poll. I'm looking at it here. Everybody's favorite on Twitter so far was Kyle Richards. So it's kind of fitting, because she definitely brought the meat of the show this season. A lot of storylines happened to deal with Kyle, and she probably deserves to be the most favorite. I think she was my most favorite, actually.
She's mine.
Looking at this season, Erica. Definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
I always like Erica, too. Throw in Erica.
Yeah, let us know. Let us know. Hit us up and leave us comments. And before we go, we have some quick news and gossip from Coachella this weekend.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Well, I cannot attest to this because I was not there myself, but I'm sure that Jen can. I've heard that Coachella was everything.
Always is.
But I guess if you guys were anywhere near social media this weekend and you weren't looking at Beyonce, you might have noticed that Kyle Richards was at Coachella as well with Teddy. So it looks like they have a pretty blossoming friendship, mm-hmm. and they're traveling together. And so I feel like this is something that could potentially help Teddy get another season out of this
Definitely. And I felt like it's organic, too.
Yeah, it definitely seems like an organic relationship. I think I read somewhere that she said that they talk like every day.
Oh, yeah. That's really good. To hear. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. So definitely go check out their Instagrams to see some of the photos that have happened over the weekend. And Coachella is happening again this weekend.
Yeah.
So we'll see if they pop up again. Yes. Maybe Lisa Vanderpump can go or somebody.
Right.
There you go. Yeah. There's a photo of Kyle and Mauricio at Coachella.
Oh. I love
Great place
them.
To go, right?
Love them, yeah.
All mm-hmm. right, well, let's get into some predictions for the reunion now.
Predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right, I'm just going to start because I just want to say it. I think Kyle and Dorit are going to go at it over the whole, just everything. I think there's unresolved issues. It never got resolved. But I really think this time around, I think Kyle, if she really has an issue, just say it. If Dorit has an issue, just say it. And don't say you guys are cool if you're not cool. Because I think that's what, you know, continues the drama. So that's my prediction.
I think Lisa Rinna's going to come out of her shell and just not care and just start going off. And we're going to get all those Lisa Rinna quotes that we love so much, like especially what she said at the Watch What Happens Live.
Oh, my
God. Oh, my gosh. That LVP.
I think that that was just a taste.
Quick, what do you think about the hair?
Lisa's hair?
Yes.
I love it.
Yes.
I love it.
Because I was like, who is that on the side? Did they bring somebody back?
As a stand-in? Wow. Well, I thought, I was looking at the girls seated, and I'm just like, wait, I thought, like, Teddy was her, and Dorit.
It was
and I
interesting.
Thought, yeah, everyone was different hair.
Yeah.
So I like it. They're taking a page out of Cynthia's book. but wow. Yeah.
And interesting how I, like, just quickly, I think it's interesting that Lisa's at the end of the sofa versus where she was. In years past, just like how Kenya Moore is at the far end. So it's interesting to see the roles of the women.
That's yeah. what happens when you don't bring the drama.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yes. It becomes musical chairs.
Yes, I agree with you, Jen. I want to see, as Lisa says, don't react to injustice. I actually want to see her react and what she's going to say. But I also want to see Erica and Teddy. See if they have something.
I think everything's going to be touched on. Yeah. Every single fight yeah. will be touched on.
And
you'll be asking those questions.
Yes.
I just need for Teddy to come out stronger if she wants to come back next season. Mm. I do think that the reunion will bring a lot more drama than the actual season did. Mm-hmm. Because they're actually forced to face each other and they have to answer the hard questions. But I really need Teddy to step it up. Because if you're going to be a housewife, particularly in these franchises, you can't be a wimp. And she's come out looking like a wimp time and time again because the moment someone yells at her, she's tears. Seriously, she would not make it in some of these other cities.
But it's frustration.
No. Oh, my God. She don't do she's going to have to do better than that.
Yes, I definitely agree. We'll have to see if Teddy comes back next season. We still have the reunions coming up. But thank you guys for hanging out with us. Make sure to comment. Let us know how you feel. And we definitely want to stay connected with you, even when we're done with the show. So, Richie, where can we find you?
You guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at DJ Richie Scott.
You can find me on all social media under Cynthia Nicole 5.
You guys can follow me at Twitter at Jennifer Leone TV and on Instagram at Jennifer Leone TV.
And I'm your host, Thomas Rulina. I created my own YouTube show. It's called Your Time with Thomas. I put all my hard work into it, so make sure to check it out. It's on YouTube. Type in Your Time with Thomas, check it out, and follow me everywhere at Thomas Rulina. We will see you next week for the reunion.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.